Sword and Pen is a writing group for veterans and military dependents at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. I'm speaking with Dr. Susan Eastman from the English Department and Trip Wolf, a naval reservist that participates in the group. The writing group is for veterans, dependents, faculty, and staff that has history with the military. Why did it start?
The student veteran organization came to the English Department asking if we would hold writing workshops for them. And this is because they learned of similar writing programs. It's called Writers' Corps at MTSU. Our department chair, Dr. Chris Stewart, sent them to me because I'm an expert in war literature and my father is a Vietnam veteran. After that, we sought funding, and luckily, Chattanooga Community Foundation was generous with us and gave us some startup funds to get these workshops going.
So you get funding, and you set up workshops, and that means inviting people in. And then what happens?
We started with workshops once a month starting in January 2015. We're struggling a little bit with participation. We have a small but steady group at this point. And then we restarted the workshops in the fall semester, and it seems like we have a larger group now. Our group about doubled in size with our workshop last month. So we're looking at 4 to 6 study participants each month and hoping that word will spread from the veterans and dependents participating in the group.
You're a veteran. What motivated you to get involved in the organization?
As a creative writing major, it's another opportunity to have your works workshopped before you turn them in to your professors or into the Meacham workshops that we host here in Chattanooga as well. Any feedback is good feedback. So it's just another opportunity to get your story told. And some of the things that I write don't apply to my classwork, but I still like to have that feedback and to have that story read by other people, especially other veterans that understand the lingo and understand the emotions of the stories and kind of see how they feel about it and where I can improve myself. Any chance of self-improvement is welcome.
So the stories are reviewed by peers in the organization. Are they also reviewed by other people here on campus?
They are reviewed by myself and my co-facilitator, Lainey Lundgren, who is a senior lecturer in the Department of English here at UTC. The veterans are welcome to send us their drafts via email in between the meetings if they wish for more feedback. But we also bring in guest facilitators. And we pull from the creative writing faculty in the Department of English. And so we've had poet Earl Braggs come in to lead a workshop. We will have Richard Jackson come and also lead a workshop. And when we don't have a guest facilitator, Lainey and I facilitate the writing workshops.
Writing has long been considered a form almost of therapy, of a chance to put a voice to things that are maybe bopping around in your head, a way to get through experiences that you may just feel you're bursting with, you need to share, or maybe it's just fun for people. Are any of those reasons for your involvement?
The writing is especially cathartic for me. There are things that occur that don't fit in any of the little pigeonholes that we create for ourselves. And so you put it on paper, and it helps you kind of figure out where it fits, what to do with it. Since my wife and sometimes my daughter also attend, it's a way for me to express things that occurred that I can't just sit down at the coffee table and tell them about. And so when they read that and hear that, they're able to respond not only in a critical manner, but also in an emotional and a family sort of way. So it's a way that we exchange stories. It's also a place for my daughter to tell her story of when she was left here by me, or my wife, the things that she had to go through while I was overseas going through what I had to go through. It's a divergence that occurs in the family that I don't understand what she was doing while I was gone any more than she can understand what I was doing when I was overseas. So it's just a way that we share those stories and kind of give each other a better perspective of who each of us is and became.
Do you find that most of the veterans or veteran dependents, families of the veterans, do they write mostly about subjects related to the military, or do they find topics that have nothing to do with that?
There's quite a range. While I can easily say that most of the participants write about something connected to war, you'd be surprised. You could have a piece about food, for example, and that food while someone is deployed or food at their homecoming experience. So it's not necessarily that they're writing about combat. It's more about the military experience. However, we still have participants who are writing things that aren't related to war at all. They're just using it as a venue for free expression and the workshopping and the feedback from their fellow participants.
What happens to this collective body of work once these workshops have finished up?
It depends on the writer. Sometimes they will take their pieces and put them in other competitions, such as the Meacham Writers Workshop, or they'll just keep them privately for themselves. However, what we're hoping for is a publication at the end of this academic year in April to compile the writing that the participants are willing to share, including photographs. And this is the crux of Sword and Pen. That kind of publication can help bridge the gap between the military community and the civilian community.
The next meeting of Sword and Pen will take place September 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Heritage Room at the University Center on the campus of UTC. Another workshop will be held at the same time and location on October 15th. You can email susan-eastman@utc.edu for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.